Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Welcome along to the latest Melchester Odyssey. I can't remember which number it is. Doesn't really matter. Don't worry about it. It's just a fucking number. It's completely arbitrary. This is the Roy of the Rovers Best of the 1980s book that we're going through. It's a 208-page classic. If you haven't got a copy, you can still get them. I think on Amazon they're about £6-7. The price has rocketed up since we started doing this. I think they were about £2 when we started.
Fucking hell.
And we've created an inflation.
If we were to buy up stock of shit that we knew we were going to promote on the show.
Yeah, don't say that publicly.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal.
Insider trading.
It's insider trading, yeah. I think the podcast elders frown on it.
Adam Buxton. Stephen Fry.
Yeah. You can get sacked for it for that. Who's that other one that does all the podcasts? What's he called? Mark Maron.
Mark Maron.
The one who plays his electric guitar at the end. I played you that clip the other week when he interviewed... I forgot who it was now, but it's not important. It was David Letterman.
He
interviewed David Letterman, and then at the end he just kind of summed it up after Letterman had gone. He went, wow, that's been an amazing day. I've been interviewed a lifelong hero of mine. He's come to my garage and we've hung out and chatted. And he goes, and now I think I'm just going to sit back and play some guitar. And then he did like a guitar solo. It's an outro of the podcast.
Think he was joking? Or do you think that's what happens to you?
I think he was deadly serious.
That's what happens to you when your podcast becomes really
huge,
massive.
And you're working in your garage.
And you just sort of think, I can do anything
celebrities,
now.
Yeah, celebrities come to your garage to chat. And then you just fucking get... You've obviously got one of them lazy boy reclining chairs.
I'm not ruling out that happening
back.
To us.
No, I hope it happens. It's my ambition.
I mean, I can't play guitar, but...
You'd have time to learn if you're only knocking out one podcast
a week. If we make enough money and we have loads of time to just relax, then I could easily get a guitar... teacher to come over and teach me.
You can learn off YouTube as well, can't you?
Yeah.
Something like that.
My mate made a lot of money a couple of years ago. He sold his business and now he gets a really good guitarist to come round to his house.
Steve Gilmore.
A couple of times a week and just teach him, like, he's really into metal. Right. And so he just goes, I'm not bothered with you teaching me the fucking chords and all
of
that
riffs.
Stuff. I just want you to teach me Slayer riffs. That's it. We don't start... First, it would be helpful if you learnt the basics. No, fuck that. No. Teach me how to play Slayer riffs. And then when you're not here and I'm feeling angry or frustrated about something, I can go into my shed and just play Slayer riffs and it'll really, like, help me.
Well, we'll get there one day, Sam, but that begins by us buying up Roy the Rover's books.
Yeah.
And selling them when we start talking about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, digressed a little bit there. So, Roy has brought in a replacement for Jeff Giles. He's replaced him with former international Nat Gosden, who is 62 years of age.
And he's got 100 children.
And they
all live in a big shoe in Melchester town centre.
And he's got 9-year-old Walter Williams playing in goal. Rovers were given no chance against league leaders Carford City, and when Mervyn Wallace slipped on the treacherous turf, a Carford player runs through and he's one-on-one, and the crowd shout, "The kid came out to narrow the angle, but Sammy slipped the ball around him." One of the Rovers fans there, the pricks, obviously, that we've established, whining, miserable pricks.
Yeah. Worst fans in England,
In the world. Melchester are one goal down already, shouts one, almost as if he wants them to be a goal down.
Yeah. I told you this would happen.
Yeah. But no, amazingly, Walter Williams throws himself to the side and backwards and puts a hand on it. No! What a recovery, shouts a fan. No!
Oh, fuck it. He's proved me wrong.
Oh, a prophecy hasn't come true.
Walters. Got it, says someone. I think maybe Duncan.
It might be Duncan Mackay, yeah. And as the young keeper leapt to his feet, another fan shouts, "Look! He's still clutching the ball in one hand, like it was an orange." They've never seen such
suddenly something
wizardry before.
Yeah, this is like a scene like in Rocky, where he suddenly
the boy has become a man.
He looks
he?
Like he's down and out, and suddenly he just bounces off the ropes and starts battering Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
it's like that.
He has got it in one hand, like it's an orange. Which, and this is the days before gloves as well.
Mm.
He's just doing it with his bare hand. He must have a giant hand. And I think it's Roy that shouts, "Right wing, Wally, let it go!" And there we are. Wally throws it out straight to Racy's feet. And another fan shouts, "I'm beginning to see why Roy's got so much faith in the kid." No apology or admittance that they were wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah. He's proved us all wrong made fools of us.
Not only was I wrong, I was a cunt.
Yeah.
Because I didn't back one of our own young players.
I treacherously turned against the team that I've vowed to love for my whole life.
Walter Williams is not just a player. He is a human being. A human being with feelings. A young, vulnerable man trying to make his way in the world. And I tried to strangle his career at birth with my bitter and cynical opinions.
He may only be 17 years of age, but already Walter Williams is 100 times more a man than I am or will ever be.
Yeah.
I apologise to you wholeheartedly, Walter Williams. None of that. None of that. I'm beginning to see why Roy's got so much faith in the kid. Fuck off. Get out. Don't want your money. Take him out, Carford, shouts one of the Carford players. Take him out. But no, Roy didn't want to be taken out, and Roy lashes the ball into the crowd.
Fucking hell, it's like he's lost his temper uncharacteristically.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah, fuck it. Bang.
Is that Pablo Diaz?
No, this is not Pablo Diaz. This is the one African-American player that Melchester have
in
their
team. I'm
guilty
of a racism there because he's a dark-skinned player.
Because he's dark-skinned. And there's more to come from him because you'll see as it develops the way in which they write his dialogue.
Oh, God,
no. Is rather problematic.
Oh, Jesus.
But at this stage, you just hear him say, all he goes is, "Roy, for Pete..." I'm not going to do an accent. Although it will become harder not to do an accent.
Oh, shit.
You go, "Roy, for Pete's sake, what the heck was that in Adolf?" Which is fucking ballsy to shout the player manager like that.
Yeah.
"Roy, for Pete's sake, what the heck was that in Adolf?
What the heckin' fuck was that about?
Fucking hell, Roy."
But it's because Mervyn Wallace is still down. Mervyn Wallace, the ref won't allow him to be treated until the ball is out of play. And one fan shouts, "Get up, Wallace, you only fell over." That's realistic. That's very realistic from the crowd. So I wonder if Roy instigated this thing where the ball is kicked out regularly when a player goes down. Because it didn't used to happen, did it, in the olden days?
No, and now it's become so annoying. Because when it happens now, this sort of thing about manners, right, is bollocks.
Hmm.
Because if you're under pressure, the manager, there'll be managers who brief their players, like, if we're under pressure and we can't get the ball and we're trying not to concede and it's late in the game, go down and then the opposition will have to kick it out.
Yeah.
But there's no rule saying the opposition have to kick it out. So you could just be pretending. So you should always play to the whistle.
Mm.
You should never kick it out unless you choose to because your own player is down and you're convinced they need treatment. It's up to you. But don't fucking respond to what the opposition are doing.
No, of course not. There we are, a lesson there for all of you. From
there you go. If there's any youngsters, I know a lot of youngsters listen to this and they look to me.
Sam's big point.
They look to me for guidance. That's my opinion, but what's yours? 0800 424 1123.
Call in, we'll get you on the radio.
Big opinions,
big talk.
You're listening to Big Talk.
Between 9 and 3 a.m. So there we are. Get up, Wallace. You already fell over. Gosden's immediately up, getting his tracksuit off. It's a bad one, too. I better get warmed up, Taffy. Young Mervyn's done a hamstring by the look of it.
Oh, fucking really? Oh, really? Are you the fucking physio?
Well, that's it, Taffy. Taffy, whatever he's called, the physio, says, "I'll be the judge of that. You hang on a minute, Nat. Sit down, you old cunt. Get your fucking flask out. Finish your tea off."
Excuse me. One of us has got fucking physio written on his office
door. One of us has got a fucking sponge in his bag. The other one hasn't. That's the difference. But sure enough, it says, but soon, Taffy comes off cradling Mervyn round his shoulder. It was a hamstring, all right. Roy wants you to come on, Nat. Nat's like, thought he might. Mm-hmm. You don't get to become 62 and still a top footballer without knowing a thing or two about a thing or two.
About fucking hamstrings.
And that. The Carford fans greeted Rovers' newest recruit with a mighty jeering roar. Granddad! Granddad! And look at Nat's face. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
I've heard it all before.
I might be fucking granddad, but I'm out here earning a fucking bag of sand a week, right? While you cunts half my age are up there pissed up on Skull, right? Which is still a best-selling lager in 1980.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking munching on peanuts, right? Which is all you get paid in your fucking job at the foundry.
And look at him. He's in good nick.
Yeah.
He's in good nick.
Don't worry. Fucking Mrs. Gosden is very happy with this physique. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll get
10
mine.
10 kids, remember. She likes a bit of Gosden. And it says, as Grandad was soon in action, as Carford took a quick throw. Move it, Gosden! Close him down! Shouts, it might be Roy. And Gosden says, nay, lad, that's too much like hard work.
Nay, lad.
He's signed from Emmerdale.
Yeah.
And he says, on this pitch, all you need do is wait for the ball. As one of the... the Carford player slides to try and get the ball and falls over. Oof! He says as he goes down. Richie's come a cropper now. That was lucky for Gosden, shouts a fan. Gosden thinks, have to make your own luck in this game. In other words, shut your fucking noise, dickhead. I know what I'm doing. And then he passes the ball, tries to hit it out wide. And again, more fan wisdom. What do you call that, Gosden? A pass? You've got to clout the ball on this heavy ground. Don't forget, of course, that it's frozen underground and soft on the top.
Happened a lot.
But the ball had all Nat Gosden's experience behind it. Just enough pace to reach Roy. He's one of them players where, you know, a central defender, they say the first 10 yards are in your head when you get to a certain age.
Yeah. You just know where
it's
to stand.
It's all about reading the game and sniffing at danger.
It's also, although I think Gosden's a central midfielder, it reminds me a lot of Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah.
As he got older, he just knew. He knew where to be. He didn't have to be running around. Yeah, I remember when Liverpool signed Gary McAllister from Coventry City, and it looked like McAllister's career was coming to an end, and then suddenly a big club like Liverpool signed him. And he played loads of games, I think under Houllier. And... because he just stood there in the centre of the field.
He was the Nat Gosden of the early 21st Gosden. Century.
Yeah. Spraying it around.
So there we go. The ball had all Nat Gosden's experience behind it and just enough pace to reach Roy. Oh, no, shouts a Carford player. And Roy thinks, a shot on the run in these conditions just isn't on. Next frame. So I'll try a chip. And he does. He chips it, flips it over the keeper's head. Oh, it's there! Roy's done it! Goal! Shout the two-faced Melchester cunt fans. Carford can't believe it! Shout another one. So that's Melchester one up. Mm. Blackie Gray runs over. Yaha! This one, Racy! Oh, be scouse, isn't he?
Yeah. Yaha! Nice one, Racy!
And good on little Walter. His save kept us in the game. And that pass from Nat has put us in the driving seat.
Conclusion, Racy 2, every other cunt, 0.
Again. And they're all gathered around him, hugging him and all that, and he's just thinking, maybe I'm about to put the mighty back into Melchester.
Don't get carried away, Roy. Don't get carried away.
I don't know if Melchester ever called mighty, I don't know. That's the end of that episode.
You can't afford to miss next week's action, it says at the bottom. Order the following issue now. Whoa.
Order it.
Fucking hard sell.
Yeah, maybe mind they're expecting it to sell out quickly.
I did used to order in the local newsagent.
Yeah, so did I.
Because I just loved it. I don't know if I needed to. I think there would have always been a copy because I knew what day it came out.
Yeah.
But there was something that made me feel very executive class.
Would you go in and collect yours or get it delivered?
Oh, collect.
Right.
So what I mean was, it would be like, it made me feel like an executive. Because it was ordered, and then come whatever day, I can't remember when it came out, was it Tuesdays? I'm not sure. I would swan in to the news agents. Ideally, there'd be other people around.
Morning, my good man.
Yes.
Delaney here.
Ah, good morning. And what a fine morning it is. The sun is shining, the birds are singing. I have taken...
Young Delaney's out for a stroll.
I have taken my morning stroll.
Morning constitution.
Yes, and now here I am for the highlight of the day, the collection of my weekly periodical, Roy of the Rovers. I take it you have it there for me behind the counter. Please fetch it immediately.
Actually, it hasn't come in this morning.
I beg your pardon?
Ain't come in. Got a few of them ain't come in. It'll probably be tomorrow.
Well,
this
will not stand. I had this ordered... And do you mean to say that I, a regular customer, who have had this arrangement with your shop for nigh on 3 months now...
Almost half my life.
We'll have to wait to read this the unfolding of this week's sensational dramas in the world of Roy of the Rovers and the other associated strips. I will have to read them up to 24 hours later than the common gentleman who just simply buys his issue on the hoof, so to speak, from his local W.H. Smiths. My good man, is a black day.
I shall take my business elsewhere.
I shall take my business to Depeche's, the Pakistani shop on the corner up the street. They have always been very reliable and polite in the past. And I don't know why I didn't move my business to them sooner. Good day. As you know, there is no contract in place between us. I do not need to pay you or notify you that our deal has been broken.
If you do not stop my collection order, the issues will merely pile up and they'll be your business to deal with.
You will incur the costs, not I.
Good luck to you.
All right, mate, whatever.
So you said you want to stop getting it, yeah?
I think I've made myself perfectly clear. This does not require any further discussion.
Oh, no, I'll take a wham bar while I'm here.
And that will be that.
Jalapeño.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Honestly, though, I used to get mine delivered. It used to be the Beano and Roy of the Rovers around that time. And sometimes it wouldn't come out on the day it was meant to come out. And there'd be nothing worse than... Because it would come with the morning paper. We'd get the... I think it was the Daily Mirror would get delivered each morning. And if it was Tuesday and your Beano was supposed to come as well, and obviously you'd hear it fall on the mat,
yeah,
I'd run to the door. And if it wasn't there, if it was a day late for any reason, that was the worst thing in my life at that time.
Yeah.
Nothing else as bad as that could possibly happen.
Yeah, it's fucking sickening because you build up to something. You build up, and it doesn't happen. It's the worst.
Life lesson though, isn't it? Life will fuck you over now and again.
It will, because that will come again and again and again in your life, is that you will have something in your head, a target, a deadline, a sort of a glittering prize that shining in the distance that you feel you're working towards. And then when you finally arrive, the flame has for some reason gone out.
I think the lesson is, do not be lured by the glitter or the shiny prize.
Live for the moment.
Don't try.
Well, that's what my point is. The thing is, you've got to enjoy... If you just think, right, I'm going to go through this hell because it'll be worth it at the end, right? So what I'll do is I'll deprive myself of any joy or pleasure, or I'll defer everything because this other thing is waiting for me.
Yeah.
Then you might end up... If the prize isn't waiting there as promised, then there's no one's going to say sorry. There doesn't need to be an explanation. You're just going to have to learn to process that. And the worst thing will be, not that the prize isn't there, but you wasted all that time waiting for it. So the point is, be mindful. And that, I'm not saying go out down the pub and get trashed. I'm saying when you're walking along the street, look at the trees.
Yeah.
Look at the sky above. Cherish and value and honour all of the good and positive things that surround you. You know, the work that other people are doing every day, to make strangers do every day to make your life better. And talk to the cats that you come across.
And the trees.
Ask them how they're doing. Have a little chat with a tree. Say hello to the birds. Yeah. These are the things that matter. Live your life with love and compassion and honesty. And that's all you can do.
Yeah, you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. How many marks out of 10 are you giving that one?
I'm giving that a 9. It was very good match action.
Yeah, I was very surprised by Gosden's attitude as well. He's very cocky. I like it.
Yeah.
Give that a 9 as well.
Well, that's what he's got, the confidence of age, confidence and wisdom.
Like ourselves.
Mm.
On to the next one. So it says at the beginning, what a dummy, he's turned them inside out. And I hope that's going to be Gosden. I really hope that's going to be Gosden. It says, a preview bit, Melchester Rovers were fighting to get out of the relegation zone, and Roy had shocked his fans by signing ageing midfielder Nat Grandad Gosden and putting 17-year-old Walter Williams in goal. But the newcomers helped Roy to grab a brilliant opening goal against league leaders Carford City. This is a shock because Melchester's bottom three, relegation zone.
Yeah.
And
this is the sort of thing West Ham do.
Yeah.
This is they're pulling a West Ham here. You're in the relegation zone. You come up the big against boys' champions. Noses.
Yeah.
And then it's exactly the sort of game that we end up winning.
Totally. So the fans are shouting, Rovers, Rovers. You fucking two-faced bastards. Come on, City, sort it out. We're letting an old man make us look silly. Shouts one of the Carford players who looks a little bit like Rod Stewart, who's probably 32 himself, going around with that kind of haircut. Let's get that goal back, says another one. Roared on by their fans, Carford mounted a furious counter-attack. Oh, Jimmy Slade's been caught out of position. Melchester's right flank is wide open. And it surely is. First time cross comes in, met with a bullet of a header by a player who looks a bit like Trevor Brooking, but hair-wise, it's, I don't know what that is.
That's more of a Gary Davis.
Yeah, it's very early 80s.
It's very blow-dried. Touch of Paul Young.
Yeah. Very lustrous. I like it.
The love of the common people. The family man.
First time cross was met with a bullet of a header. Young Williams has done it again, shout the crowd. What a save. But the ball's loose. Get in there, City. And the nearest player to the loose ball is Nat Gosden.
Because he always knows where to be.
He knows where to be. He sniffs out the danger. And I think, is that Noel Baxter with the ginger hair? Might be. I'm starting to learn the names of these players again. It's yours, Gosden. Clear it. Whack it into the crowd. But Gosden clears it all right, straight back up the park. There's no reason for him to whack that into the crowd. He's in space.
Well, in those days, the defending was very no-nonsense. There was none of this fucking playing out from your area
dodgy
like
pitch,
people do
dodgy
these
pitch
days.
As well, I suppose.
It would have been normal in
it's
those
a Rose
days.
Ed.
Just get, yeah, it's Rose Ed. Get it. If in doubt, kick it out.
But this is Nat Gosden, who no one seemed to realise was a really good footballer
fucking
until
maverick.
5 minutes ago. What the? Shouts the Trevor Brooking lookalike. Gosden's cleared it all right. Straight back up the park. It's heading for Paco Diaz. And he has, he's just volleyed it right up the pitch. Route one stuff. The Spanish superstar made good use of the treacherous, greasy surface. Use of the word greasy in the same sentence as Spanish there.
Don't like it.
That was very much of its time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One of the Gosford players, Carford, one of the Carford players shouts, oomph! As he slides in to try and get it, and the other one shouts, gah! What a dummy! He's turned them inside out! Took two of them out with a dummy and knocked it inside to Roy! So Roy's on the edge of the penalty area, the ball's coming to him. You know what's happening here. Close him down, City, don't let him shoot! Shouts a Carford defender. But Roy deliberately stepped over the ball.
Oh.
My God, we didn't know what was coming.
Classic Roy. Although not
it
classic
is.
Roy, I'm surprised that he's done something,
he's done something selfless,
that unselfish on the pitch. Because yeah. Usually he's always like, out the way, I'm going to have a shot.
Here comes the rocket. There we are. 3-0.
Right, can't you sometimes give us a go?
Fuck off!
What's the point in that? You lot are all shit.
Whose name's on the manager's door? Not yours, is it, dickhead? So Roy deliberately stepped over the ball and it goes through to Vernon Elliott. Vernon Elliott! It's there! Hooray! 2-0 to Melchester! Is Vernon Elliott the player of colour? I think he might be. He's got number 11 on his back. And,
yeah, it is him.
And he did in the previous one.
It is him.
All right, we'll look forward to more of Vernon Elliott, like you said.
Yeah.
Gold. We'll tiptoe through that later on. Hooray! 2-0 to Melchester! Expecting their team to be thrashed, the Melchester fans were wild with delight. Yeah, I bet they were. Wild with delight. Hypocrites.
Fucking dickheads. Well, that's something, I suppose.
Well, look at this. One of them. Signing him on was a stroke of genius. And don't forget who signed him. All together now. Roy Race! Fuck
imagine
off.
Imagine if some fucker said that next year at the game. All together now.
Bang, boof, boof, bang. Yeah.
Come on, everyone.
Down
come on, everyone. All together now. Manuel Pellegrini. Fuck. What do you mean all together now? Fuck off.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Manuel Pellegrini. Woo. There we are. Well played, Grandad Gosden. Shouts another hypocritical two-faced bastard. There we are. Roy Race, the greatest manager in the world. It takes a man of courage to sign a 35-year-old veteran and put a kid in goal, they say. I despise these people. I really do. I really do. All of most football fans are arseholes, aren't they? It has to be said.
I guess so, yeah.
Not the ones that listen to this podcast, obviously.
No.
You're a more discerning bunch, but most football fans, terrible people.
I like it when I meet a football fan, though, in a social situation who's not a cunt. Like, because it's life makes life easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got something to talk about.
I'll happily talk about football to some cunt.
You're talking to someone who's not a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. You got to fucking bear in mind that if you meet a football fan, at least you think, well, we've got some common ground. I mean, you could be at a parents' evening, especially near where I live, right? You could be at some sort of event involving parents of the other kids, which is always a minefield, and you could meet someone who fucking custard pies you in the first 5 minutes. You go, do you watch, I think there's something to say. You're stuck with some dad.
Mm.
He's wearing, like, I don't know, he's wearing, like, jeans with, like, loafers, and you're like,
yeah.
Did you watch that game last night? Oh, I don't really follow footy. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I can't.
We just got to say, can I just walk away now?
Probably a Tory.
Yeah.
Right? And
I'm more into the rugger.
Yeah, something like that. Fuck. Oh, God, no. So, that's the problem. Whereas at least if you meet someone and you go, did you watch a game? And they go, yeah. And then you start fucking talking about football. That's all right.
But can you imagine what it's like in the northeast if you meet someone that say they don't like football?
That's really weird.
They have to be burned as a witch.
Yeah.
Because it's just not on.
Yeah,
it's a hotbed of soccer.
Yeah, it is. They love their football in that part of the world, don't they?
More so than everywhere else, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been weird because I don't suppose there's many cricket or rugby fans around your way.
I don't think so. Just the middle class people.
Yeah.
They live in like really, really small.
Small compounds.
Yeah. Gated compounds.
Gated compounds, yeah. Well, you would. I mean, if I lived up there, that's where I'd probably
be living
as
in
well.
Fear, wouldn't you, all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, you just live behind gates in case. But even then, they can sort of climb over in the night, can't they?
Yeah,
and set about you.
Yeah.
Get in your house, ransack your fridge, take out all your Waitrose food and scuttle off of it, go through your bins.
Yeah, like rats. Dystopian.
Wake up. Some of the working class people have got over the compound gates and they're going through our bins.
I thought we'd had them electrocuted.
I'll be like, fucking let them. It's in the bin. It's a fucking clue. We didn't want it. I know, but I just feel
the
so...
point.
I feel so sullied watching them.
Violated.
They're going through our hummus pots.
Just get into the panic room and shut up. Don't move.
Listen. If the last scrapings of the hummus meant that much to you, you should have fucking eaten it before you threw the pot out. I've said this loads of times. Half the time, you're letting the kids just have two big fucking scoops of it on their fucking tortillas, and then you chuck it out. I mean, that's a fucking waste. Let them have it. But they're running all over our garden, and one of them's defecated in the drive. Fuck it, we'll get the cleaner to deal with that in the morning. Just go back to sleep. They're not getting in. They don't want to get in. They're happy with the bins.
This is Sunderland.
They're probably friendly, but, why don't you go out and talk to them?
No, I'm not going out there.
I'm not fucking going out. Don't be silly about
that. That's why I live here. Anyway, so second half. Walter Williams and Nat Gosden couldn't be everywhere. This is true. They're not shapeshifters. That would be great if Melchester signed a shapeshifter, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it'd be fucking sensational.
Or an invisible player. That's getting into Billy the Fish territory now, isn't it? So Duncan Mackay goes up for a header and makes a mess of it and shouts, "Ah!" Duncan Mackay's made a mess of that header. He's given it to one of the City forwards. The Carford player unleashed a hopeful first-time volley outside of the boot as well. It's a lovely bit of illustration that. He's hit it with the outside of his boot. You can see the trajectory of the ball.
Chris Waddle style.
Bit dip
that.
On it. Yeah, a bit dip and curve on it. Walter Williams' face. Walter Williams, he looks a little bit like Stephen Morris at a New Order.
He does, doesn't he?
And he's just looking back. It's gone right past him. But it's hit the upright. And it's rebounded into the net. Wahoo! Shout the Carford fans.
We're back in the game.
As fans always do. Wahoo!
Wahoo! Maybe some of them are Americans.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them are like from Texas or something.
Yeah, like one of the fans like that fly over to watch matches.
Club, yeah. The Texan Carford's fans.
Carford might be the Manchester United of this universe. We're back in the game. We're back in the game, motherfucker! The voice of Nat Gosden rang calmly through the pandemonium. No need to fret, lads. They'll not score such a lucky goal for the rest of the season. We're still in the driving seat. And Carford fan shouts, "Listen to Grandad. What does he know about it? He knows. He's played the game for 42 years at the top level.
Half of you lot.
He knows.
Half of you lot are pissed off idiots, right? I've played more games of football than you've had hot dinners in your life, so fucking listen up."
But as the game grew to a fever pitch of excitement, so it's 2-1 now, isn't it? 2-1 to Melchester. The game grew to a fever pitch of excitement. Gosden's showing his experience now. Look at him holding the ball. He's deliberately slowing down the game, giving the Rovers time to recover. It's genius. He's holding onto the ball there for a few seconds, just shielding it. He might just stand on it for 20 seconds and just...
Or fall on it, keep it under your tummy.
Maybe just stare at the other players and hypnotise them just by staring at them.
Like Crocodile Dundee does to wild animals.
They'll just be frozen in time.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He's got everything, Gosden. And suddenly, just when they think he's holding onto the ball, no! What a ball! And Roy's anticipated it. He's away! So Gosden, again, outside of the foot. He's knocked it across the surface towards Racy. Make it safe, Racy! Show them that Melchester are on the way up again!
Woo!
We're sorry we doubted you! And that's where that one ends. That's where we're going to end for now. And it just says, next week's action will take your breath away. Don't miss it. And whoever's been in charge of the letter set on that particular sentence there has been a bit pissed when they've got to the word away. There's some big gaps between the letters.
Oh,
they've come back after a long lunch and finished that job off by the looks of it. There we are. That's that one. Mark's out of 10 for that story. I'm giving that a 9. Lots of goals.
Yeah, it's a 9. It was a really exciting action-packed match. It was an in-match episode. Yeah. And usually I prefer the off-field episodes because they tend to be funnier and more dramatic with more dialogue. But this was genuinely sometimes, because of the like dynamism of the illustrations, and it really takes you to a game, and you sometimes read it and you feel like you've almost watched a really good game of football.
Yeah.
You can almost smell the onions.
You can. There was goal action and the cult of Nat Gosden. has emerged.
Yeah, Psychic Gray. You want him to sign for your club, don't you?
You do.
I mean, West Ham could do the dim. Well, I suppose we've got Jack Wilshere. Sort of similar.
He got Mark Noble, is he not already?
Oh, yeah, Mark Noble's in the house. Gosden. Yeah, exactly. And he was injured first day of the season. We lost 5-0. And I was sitting there thinking, we need Mark Noble.
There you are. That tells the story, doesn't it? Mm. He probably would have won 4-0 if he'd played.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for this episode. We'll be back with another one of these next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.